passionate instigator and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Okay, great. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times, where we're changing the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. And always is here on the Dr. Kevin Show, we try to bring you fascinating, interesting guests to help you think outside the box, to peek behind the curtain, and to see what's going on in the world. As always, we're going to start with my hot topic for the day, which is something that the year has made me hot under the collar or been warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart. Then we will introduce today's guest. We will bring her in and allow her to comment on the hot topic. And then we will be out for a sleigh ride on the Dr. Kevin Show and today with today's guest. So first of all, I'd like to remind people we are a live call-in show, and so don't hesitate to call in at 202-570-7057. That's 202-570-7057. Call in, be part of the conversation, make a difference. Remember, don't sit in the cheap seats and just criticize. Show up, stand out, speak out, make a difference. If you don't love the world completely and absolutely the way it is, then it's your job to help change it and move it into a direction that works better for you. It might not always work better for everyone else, and not everybody gets all their wishes, but we'd like to give you a microphone with which to maybe see if we can help some of your wishes come true. Also, you can go to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. You'll find at the top of my feed, after you like my page, of course, the write-up about today's guest, some insights that you may have about her, how to connect with her, how to contact her afterwards, or you can print your comments there, and we'll bring them on air, and we'll have her or myself answer them. Now, if this is not at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, then you're listening to one of the several replays that the Dr. Kevin Show will have over this next week. You can't call in, but you can still go to the Facebook. You can find the post about today. You can still ask the question. And if I can answer it, I will. And if not, I will reach out to today's guest and get her to answer it for you, which I'm sure she'll be more than thrilled to do. Now, let's go ahead and get started with today's hot topic. I'm going to take this in two slightly different directions. The very first direction is I just wanted to share something that I saw on Facebook. Yes, I saw it on Facebook, but that doesn't mean it's still not worth sharing. And it is this lovely little thing I found about, you know, it was written from a parent. And it talks about, you know, you asked me what I want for Christmas, and every year I kind of hesitate. And that goes on, and it just says something really sweet about, I want you to tell me about your life. I want you to come have dinner with me. I want you to call me. I want you to spend time with me. When you ask me what I want for Christmas, I want more of you in my life, in my Christmas. Now, that's not true for everybody in your life. You may have a few people in your life that you feel like you could probably stand a little less of in your life. But for a lot of people, you know, stuff comes and goes. And people come and go, sometimes by choice and sometimes not. The person who you're too busy to talk to this week may not be there next week. And I say this as somebody who, you know, my best friend for over 25 years, you know, passed away just a couple of months ago. And I still reel every time I go to pick up the phone to call her, to tell her something, to know that she's not going to answer it. So this year for Christmas, maybe you can't afford to buy somebody a Maserati. Maybe you can't afford to buy somebody a summer home, you know, on the Scilly Islands. But you can probably afford to give them a little bit more of your time. If they don't live close, you can give them a phone call. Give them a surprise. There were Christmases in my past where the only thing I could give my mother for Christmas was my air ticket home to be with her on Christmas Eve. And she always told me, that was her best gift I could have ever given her, was simply showing up to be there with her. And so I'm just going to leave it on that note, actually. And I'm going to introduce today's guest, and we're going to see what she thinks about my obviously warm and fuzzy, the cockles of my heart, hot topic today. So she lucked out. I didn't go on one of my rants or rages. So today's guest is Deb Bowen. Deb is a clothing optional and lifestyle expert, professional entertainer, and marketing media specialist. With America's growing openness to nude events becoming mainstream, it has opened up the recreational aspect and taken it to the streets. If swimming, sunning, biking, running, and attending concerts in the nude is your idea of vacation fun, then you've got a lot of company. So I'm going to bring Deb on now, and you can actually, website I have for Deb is Calante Resorts, that's Calientere OSORTS.com, because it says resorts, but you can come to My Dr. Kevin on Facebook, and there's a link right there that you can click on. Deb, hello, how are you?
Hello, Dr. Kevin, how are you doing this evening?
I'm just fabulous, and I'd be sitting here doing this interview in the nude, except for I'm too cheap to turn my heat up, and I live in New England, and so it's a little chilly.
Another beautiful reason to be naked in Florida.
So what do you think? Do you think that time is the best Christmas gift you can give?
You know, in these days and times, I definitely think that's one of the most important things that you can do, is share more of yourself and your time with your loved ones. It's a busy world, and like you said, you know, we just had the same thing happen. Someone that worked for the resort, very young, went in for minor surgery and didn't come out. So you just never know. So be kind, be generous with you.
Well said, well said. So, Deb, we're going to, you know, I'm assuming that you read all the stuff I sent you, so you know what my next question is going to be.
I'm pretty sure.
So where would you, and you can do this about anything. I know you're here and you're a clothing optional specialist, but you can talk about anything in the world you want to. I just want to make that clear. You're not limited here on the Dr. Kevin Show. Where would you like to take my listeners outside the box? Where would you like to stretch their comfort zones, Deb?
Well, I would like to maybe hit some of the misconceptions about the world of nudism. It's definitely a lifestyle, and a lot of people get confused about the difference between being a nudist or being a, I refer to it as clothing optionalist. Because it's two entirely different things. And actually, to be honest, there's more three categories. One would be your naturist, which are all natural all the time. They don't shave. They kind of just keep everything about themselves organic. And then you have nudists who choose to live or participate in a nude lifestyle, where they either live in a nudist environment or they frequent nudist resorts, nudist camps, nudist vacations, nudist cruises, and that would be where they are naked as much as they can whenever they can. And the third category is the clothing optionalist, and that is the person that enjoys the freedom of choice, where they can decide when and where, legally, of course, they disrobe at their own comfort level. And that's my choice, because I have a theory. Why would I leave an environment like your local neighborhood where most people live, who are forced to be clothed all the time due to your laws, to go to an environment where you're forced to be naked all the time, which is your nudist resorts? Most of them, they want you nude the whole time you're there. So clothing optional gives you the option to dress at your own comfort level. If you want to wear a winter parka in Florida in July when it's 100 degrees outside, by all means, feel free. If you want to wear, because it does get cold in Florida, so let's say on one of our lovely winter days, it could be in the 40s, and you want to wear a hat and a shirt and a sweatshirt and a jacket and socks and boots and no pants, that's fine too.
Well, that's...
The beauty is the freedom of choice.
So people tend to think, and I was one of them, but you've corrected my thought process, that they lump it all into like the nudist category. And besides the fact that there are these three different kinds, and I like that, I just posted that actually on our talk today, and I asked people, are you a naturalist? Though I think I spelled naturalist wrong. Yeah, I probably need to edit that. are you a naturalist? Are you a
nudist,
or are you a clothing optionalist? But what do you think that, you know, a lot of people have an idea when you say nudist? And that's what everything kind of gets lumped in. And why do you think that is?
Probably because originally there were not three categories. Originally there was, you know, you're either going to hang out at the campfire, sing kumbaya, play the drums naked with the hippies, or you're not. Then people's minds opened a little bit more, as you say, started thinking a little bit outside the box and realized that, you know, maybe we just want to be naked some of the time. Maybe when the kids, you know, we get a weekend off, the kids are at grandma's, we got nothing to do this weekend, let's just go, you know, enjoy the beautiful freedom of laying nude at the pool.
Okay.
And then people's minds opened a little more. And you realize that there is a choice in life, and you do get to choose what you want to do.
I'm always being told by my husband that I'm a nudist at heart, because as long as I know that I'm not doing anything that's going to break any laws, and it's not freezing in my house, like when it's 27 degrees outside and I keep the heat at 58. I tend to run around with no clothes on because it's just natural. It's just comfortable. It's just like why I want to be constricted. Why do you think that nudism and people that just are like, I don't need clothes I don't need to encase myself in clothes. Why do you think it has such a bad rap?
Well, you have to remember that the country is founded by the Puritans, and, you know, in the 1500s, the more you cover, the better. You can take it all the way back to Adam and Eve if you really want to go that far. You know, you bite the apple, now you're sinning, cover your bodies, and you cast out. So it became the stigma of life that it's bad to be naked. It's bad to not have clothes on. But sometimes, you know, eventually people are become a little more educated. They realize that they enjoy being naked. I enjoy being naked in my own home. So they do. And at that point is when they might start thinking, well, you know, it's nice to lay naked by the pool. Hey, maybe we should try that vacation that we've always talked about.
Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing, because a lot of people do make it like a religious or sinful thing. And mm-hmm. I find that very interesting, because I'm kind of like, you know, if I'm going to believe that God created me and God's own image, whichever God that is, or goddess, you know, I'm kind of, a easygoing guy. I don't get into the, you know, the hard and fast. I don't do the thunderbolt, you know, strike you with lightning God.
Right.
That you made me beautiful. I was born beautiful. And clothes are a nice accent if it's cold outside or you want to not get a sunburn or stuff like this. But why does it become sinful to put out your God on earth self? You know, what is the sin? And, you know, I define sin as self-imposed negativity. And I
I
think
like that.
that it, yeah, I mean, so when somebody sins, they're just imposing this negativity upon themselves, and then their uncomfortability with the body becomes your problem. You have to put your
Absolutely.
clothes on because I'm uncomfortable with
I
my
feel
body.
uncomfortable. Exactly. Well, unfortunately, most people think that if you're going to be naked, you're going to be having sex. Probably one of the biggest misconceptions of the nudist clothing optional lifestyle that the general public has. So it comes from that. However, once you release yourself from your own inhibitions and give it a try, most people realize that. Well, let me put it to you this way. I fortunately have the pleasure of touring a lot of newbies, the greenies, we call them, people that have never really done that type of vacation before. And everybody's always so worried about what to expect and how they're going to react and what will people think. And oh my God, am I going to laugh hysterically? Am I going to stare at people when I know I shouldn't? And I'm quite honest with them and let them know that, of course, you're going to look, you're human, and that's what humans do. It's not that big a deal. Looking is fine, staring and pointing, probably not. Are you going to laugh? You might giggle. It's human nature. It's your way of dealing with your nervousness. But go ahead, sit down here, keep your clothes on, just, do what you feel like doing. And I leave them by the pool. I wait an hour or so, and I go back and check on them. And 9 times out of 10, they're naked or half naked. So I ask them about that. You were so nervous when you got here. What happened? And the general reply is always the same. We had ourselves so worked up about how we were going to react that we realized that the wow factor came when we looked at each other and we were laying at the pool naked, because we really honestly realized after a while that we had worked ourselves up to think something that really it didn't happen. So the wow factor comes when they realize that they weren't as shocked as they thought they were going to be. It wasn't as big a deal as they had it worked up in their head to be. It wasn't a bad thing that they all, when you pre-think things too much, you loop things in your mind, you make things up to be more than they are. So the wow factor comes when you get there and you realize that you're having the best time of your life. You're completely comfortable in your own skin. Nobody's looking at you or cares what you're doing, and you're at 100% complete comfort and relaxation. Find somewhere else in everyday life that you can find, you can do that.
Okay, we're going to be right back with Deb Bowen, clothing optional lifestyle specialist.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the practical, intuitive, mind, body, spirit for the real world with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more. All to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine. Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Ohm Times. We today have clothing optional consultant expert, Deb Bowen. She is here. Now, Deb, is there a different website for you, or does the Kalanti Resort website, the one that you want us to be sending people to?
The Caliente, it's Caliente, which means hot in Spanish, Caliente Resort.
Okay, because that's the only website I have for you, so I just want to make sure there wasn't someplace else you wanted me to tell people. Okay, so now in this segment, this part of the show, I call it Behind the Curtain, where we ask, you know, to expose something to, no pun intended, to expose something to our audience that they have, gotten the wrong side of the stick on, something that's been misrepresented, things like this. Did you get a chance to listen to any of my shows?
I did, actually.
So you know what the quiz question is, right?
Go for it.
Go for it. So there's always this quiz question. From what movie came this line? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yes. And we like to use that line because, you know what? That's the moment where the dog, I love the fact that it's the dog, exposes the fraud of the wizard. And what we're, and that he was just a shyster from Kansas. And
right. There's
a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people out there that really do need to be exposed, or some idea or concept that somebody has misrepresented to forward an agenda. We'd like you at this time to comment on one that you'd like to share with us that you think is a misrepresented agenda.
Well, I did touch on it a little bit earlier, but I'd like to expound on that a bit. And that is the general population who have never experienced any type of nude recreation believes that if you're going to get naked anywhere outside of your bathroom or with the lights, or unless the lights are out, you're having sex. Nothing could be further from the truth. And as a matter of fact, Caliente, for example, is one of the nicest upscale luxurious resorts that compare to Vegas, Miami Beach, California. Nobody's laying around having sex, but what they do have is everything that you would have at a five-star resort that has clothes, you can have with or without clothes. We have a fitness gym, state-of-the-art fitness gym. We have yoga classes, Zumba classes, jazzercise classes, personal training. There is a nightclub that women love to dress for. How do nudist women dress? That's another question. Nudist dress? Yes. The beauty is they dress, but not like your normal textile nightclub. A woman will come in wearing a beautiful hat and a string of pearls and some thigh-high stockings and heels. Or they may just have a wrap on and no shoes and nothing else. So it's always interesting to see the various ways that beautiful women, and by that I mean all women are beautiful, all women, to see how they decide to decorate themselves for the nightclub. And a lot of times they come with something and leave with nothing. It's amazing how many times we find panties in the lost and found. and I keep thinking, didn't you know you had those on when you came? But it's so easy to forget. So it's generally, I mean, we have all the sports, we have the pools, we have karaoke, we have big shows, big entertainers that come in and do shows. So anything that you do at a normal textile resort, they also do at a clothing optional resort. So no, people are not just laying around having sex all day. They are having a lot of fun.
Now, do you think, so I've got an interesting, I've got a couple of interesting questions here for you. And I, you know, and I looked at some of the videos that were with the resort. And as I've expressed, I'm a kind of a clothing optional guy. I've been to nudist beaches, you know, in different places in the U.S. and Europe. And, you know, it's like, okay, so... you know, if somebody's going to tee-hee and whatever, like you said, they're going to do that. Do you think that it that gender ever plays into the comfortability level in the resort?
I wouldn't say that gender plays a part. I do believe that gender balance plays a part. What do I mean by gender balance? You try to discourage too many single men who come as a group to a nudist resort or a clothing option resort. Couples are wonderful, and even single men and single women. But when you get a van full of single guys who think they're going to pile out and go in a nightclub and watch all the naked people dance, it's never going to happen. There's plenty of strip clubs in Tampa that they can go to if that's what they're looking for. So gender balance plays more of a role than individual gender, because beautifully, the nudist lifestyle and the clothing optional lifestyle does not discriminate against anyone for anything. And it's by far the most positive thing you can do for body image. Most people think that I could never go to a nudist resort or clothing optional resort because of how I look. And the beautiful thing about that is once you do go, if you can just get yourself there, you realize that it's the one place that you're more accepted than anywhere else, and that everyone is very welcoming and nobody judges against anything. You know, a lot of times it's when you're naked, you lose all of your identification as far as nobody sees your labels of your suit or your dress. Nobody sees your, you know, all the various things that identify you, your clothing, your shoes, your jewelry. When you're naked, everybody is on an even playing field. So the judgment kind of is not a part of what the nudist industry is about.
Now, it is a little harder to hide if you had that extra donut at breakfast, though.
But if nobody cares. They probably encourage you to have another one.
So now the other thing is there a difference between, because I think I mentioned earlier in the show, and if I didn't, just because it was there, didn't come up, but, you know, would my husband and I feel comfortable going to this resort? Does sexual orientation play out? Do you think that, so just answer the question. We'll see what question come up after that.
Absolutely would never be a problem. We, like I said, we don't discriminate against anyone for anything. So of course you would be wonderfully welcome. A lot of our employees, are gay. We sponsor gay weeks, gay weekends at our resort. So we're very, lifestyle friendly, all lifestyles. There's no chosen lifestyle. All lifestyles are welcome.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. So you wouldn't. So if Jeff and I said, if we called you and said, hey Deb, we're thinking about coming down to Caliente, you wouldn't automatically go, well, these are our gay weekends or these are our gay weeks and this is when you want to come. It would be kind of like, well, these are going on, so you know, but you could come anytime. I mean, am I hearing that correctly?
Well, we would take your that were me, and what I would do is take your reservation and then tell you, in addition to this weekend, you might want to think about coming back on all these other great themed weekends. You see what
I did there? Yeah. You proved to me that you're a good salesperson. Because I noticed in looking at all the videos, and this is me because I always look at those things, because there are some places where if I show up with my husband, either I'm uncomfortable or other people are uncomfortable, and I try to be aware of that, so at the very least I'm prepared. It doesn't stop me from ever going anywhere, mind you, because I'm just built that way. But I did notice that there was it's very interesting. Because I noticed that there was a lot more in the videos and the pictures that you had two or three of women completely unclothed, up, showing it all off. It was great. It was wonderful. They were expressing freedom. And all the men were carefully hidden. And there was a lot of lack of men in the videos comparative to the women. And I went, this is kind of sort of eyeballed more towards getting men on going with board just by the pictures that you showed. So comment on that for me. Is that something anyone's ever pointed out before, or?
No, but you know, the advertising and the videos are kind of, we try to stay middle of the road. And believe it or not, men are far more shy than women about showing themselves on the internet naked. Now, you didn't see any of the women bottomless, pretty much just topless.
No, there was a couple where you had a couple from a distance.
There was a couple of the gentlemen, too. Our latest photo shoot, the gentlemen decided at the last second they really didn't want to show their fingerprints.
Genitalia.
Junk, yep. as they referred to it. On the internet for everybody to see. So men are a lot more shy about, they don't, now for the day, they're not shy, but to have it permanently posted on the internet for everybody to see every day, they're a little more shy.
Well, and that doesn't surprise me. I'm just asking the questions. You know, we look to have interesting conversations here on the Dr. Kevin Show. And it doesn't surprise me because, you know, it's very hard, even when a woman is forced to wear a top, which I think is absolutely ridiculous, that every beach in the country should allow women to go topless. If men go topless, women should go topless. It's a complete double standard, and it's completely ludicrous. But that being said, you know, you can usually tell, if you're looking, whether a woman is, you know, well-endowed, you know, in the chest or not. And, you know, either she has, you know, big, beautiful breasts or she has small, beautiful breasts. I mean, whatever. It's harder to hide that. But men can hide under clothing. And so if there is this, like, comparative sensitivity thing that goes on that I find really amusing oftentimes. So that's why it doesn't surprise me that sometimes you have, you know, you have this kind of, like, the macho thing gets dinged a little bit more, you know. So it's interesting, but I thought I would ask.
So you pretty much answered your question. It's just guys are a little more shy because when they're naked, doesn't always show their full potential.
Potential. And we're not encouraging that it should because they're out in public and that's probably not considered very socially acceptable. It gives the wrong idea. Yeah. So all I can think of is the little thing underside that goes, you have to understand the water was cold.
Exactly. Fine. <though. laughs>
I have been seeing
that captain under all of their pictures in order for them to leave it there. I can't have that captain under all of the pictures.
This is a perception on my part, and I want you to weigh in on what you think about it. But I think that years of oppressiveness around women are making women a bit more willing to be exhibitionists sometimes, like they're taking back their power. Like they're taking back, You know, and there was a picture that I saw, because I just looked at all the pictures and the videos. I was trying to be a good talk show host and, you know, look at your website before you came on. And, you know, and I would see the pictures of the men would be smiling, but there was, you know, like they were having a good time, like they were at any vacation resort. But the few that were of the women that were clearly, you know, that were topless or didn't have any clothes on. And again, it wasn't like a close up. It wasn't done like a, you know, it was a beautiful picture. But there seemed to be this like exuberance or this like, I'm here and beautiful. And I think that we're seeing that women are getting more and more drawn to go in that direction. What do you think?
Well, I do agree with that. I do believe women are trying to take back their identity. However, I think that it's probably a step up from that. When women go to a resort like Caliente and realize that where they may be judged at the beach, their bathing suit may be too tight or too small or not the right one or whatever, you don't have any of that. You don't have any of the competition and you don't have any of the judgment that you would have at a public pool or a public beach. So their confidence level is heightened even, you know, far more in addition to taking back their identity.
Now, interesting. So any minute now, we're going to start to hear the music, which will be our break before our last section. So I may have to interrupt this answer. But how long have you considered yourself personally a clothing optional person? Like, what was the time when you decided that this was the way you wanted to live life?
I had, you know, visited, I had done like, you know, skinny dipping when I was growing up or whatever with friends, but what convinced me was 1 year that I went to Key West for Fantasy Fest. You'd have to Google that if you don't know what it is. I advise you do that. It's a fantastic Halloween party in Key West. And I did not have a reservation for a hotel. When I got there, there was no rooms available. So I was going to leave, and there just happened to be a kiosk with a new hotel that had just opened. The reason they had rooms available is they had just opened that week, and it was a clothing optional hotel. So rather than drive 8 hours back home, I decided to, I didn't plan on staying in the, you know, at the resort anyway. I was going to be out at the parade and the party, so no big deal, who cares. I had such a great time and enjoyed it so much, I extended my stay by 3 days. And from that point on, I sought out clothing optional vacations and learned that there are clothing optional hotels and resorts all over the world. There are Carnival Cruise Line does clothing optional and nude cruises several times a year. So the options for the vacations that I had now decided I only wanted to take were so vast that there was no reason to not take a clothing optional vacation. That's what I did.
Okay, we'll be right back for our last segment of the Dr. Kevin Show with Deb Bowen from Caliente Resorts, a clothing optional and lifestyle expert.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras, a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help, my son shot his brother.
911, what is your emergency?
Okay. 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. I would like to remind you this is a live call-in show, so you can call in and ask myself or tonight's guest, Deb Bowen, a clothing optional lifestyle expert, questions by dialing 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Call in and let Deb expose you to a truth. Let her share the naked reality of what the world is. Right, Deb?
Absolutely. Let's reveal it all.
So, Deb, so in this last segment, we call this the What a Load of Crap segment, which is where you can expose any load of crap that you would like to the world. I know you've talked about that. You know, going to a clothing optional or even a nudist colony is not an invitation to an orgy. And I think that is important because, you know, that's the kind of things that small minds get on and ride to their death to hold on to the prudeness of their nature. Oh, they'll all be just having sex. And that's because when most of them are naked, they're not having sex. So they don't want anybody else to have it either. But that's beside the point. Anyways, what load of crap would you like to expose? I don't care if it's about nudism or naked, but I'm going to ask you to make it about something else than we've talked about. It can still be in the same area, or you can bring in something totally new.
I want to say what a load of crap it is about people being offended by baby, it's cold outside. Really? Really?
You know, that really, you know, and the daughter of the guy who wrote it, Frank Lesser's daughter, went on NBC to defend her father's lyrics of the song, and that you have to put it in the time in which it was written, and that, you can take anything you want out of it. I applaud the woman for that. The people that are complaining about the lyrics of Baby, you know, It's Cold Outside fall into the you need to get a life category for me.
Have they not listened to the music that's been released in the last 10, 15 years? You can pop a cap and police officer, but you can't flirt on a first date?
Yeah. I mean, you know, the thing that amazes me is there are some really upsetting inappropriate, chauvinistic, bullying lyrics that are in songs that have been coming out in the last few years, and some go right to the charts, and I don't hear them protesting those.
Not at all.
I don't hear them take. Yeah, I don't hear them coming on and taking on the rapper that says, she gave me some lip and I, you know, and I knocked her on her hip and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And they go, whatever.
Exactly. I just don't understand. That's a load of crap. And it's just not that. It's like being offended by everything. What are we going to have left? There's going to be no comedy. There's going to be no conversation. There's going to be nothing in common. So are we just going supposed to have robotic conversations from now on? So I don't offend anybody with anything? That's a load of crap.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of politically correct. And, you know, I've said this on the show before. I can say all of the politically correct words in the most insulting way. And I can say all the unpolitically correct words in the most loving way. And it makes all the difference.
Exactly.
So
your freedom of speech is now gone because somebody's offended by your freedom of speech. That's another freedom we're losing.
You know, the old order dieth. And there's that whole thing about, as we're watching the old order go away, and it's being replaced with people that have more open ideas, open minds, are more moving forward, you find this kicking and scratching and holding on for dear life at times to ways to try to keep the power that's slipping out of their fingers.
Exactly. And, well, they preach one thing and they practice another. So
absolutely.
There's no way to,
so
to
I read, make it. I almost had chosen a different opening hot topic today. I was going to do a second one, or I was going to do it as a second one, and then I decided I wanted to get right to the interview. But I'm going to bring it up because, I mean, there's not a lot for us to say about Baby It's Cold Outside, except for the fact that my favorite version of it is when Blaine and Kurt on Glee sing it to each other. That's like one of my favorite versions.
And it's beautiful. Love that version too.
I saw something quickly go by and it looked at like 17 of the Biggest Losers that won that TV show, The Biggest Loser, which I never watched. I didn't have a TV for 20 years. I have a TV now, but I don't have cable. I just watch Netflix or DVDs because I won't do a drool-a-thon on watching just, you know, like switching channels. But what I found interesting was I think only two of the 17 kind of sort of stayed in the weight they got down to. And the other 15 put the weight all back, not maybe all the weight, but a good portion of the weight back on. I think there was one who even ended up bigger than when he first did it. And I really thought about the damage that we do around body image. And I was gonna pick that as today's show because I think that the clothing optional life, the whole clothing optional thing, you know, and you've pointed it out several times, can actually improve your self-image. But we are just so obsessed as a country on some fake idea of perfection. And I just don't even know what to do about it. So share some thoughts. Maybe make the whole world naked? No, there are some people I really don't want to see naked. So I'm sorry. I'm going to take that one back. Go ahead.
I agree with you on that. But sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
You know, the whole thing about the body acceptance and body shaming is still such a double standard. So I'm going to add this to my what a load of crap. So this is my what a load of crap part two. You know, there was a long time where the heavier people were made fun of and they weren't accepted. But then that changed. So body shaming became the don't ever do that. Body acceptance is the beauty of the world, which it should be. However, it's not, because it just flipped. It went from big is bad, small is good, where big is good and small is bad. So there's always seems to be a double standard as far as the body acceptance
goes in either direction at all times anyway. So the sad part about that is that the one person feels like they need to judge another person based on their own personal ideas of what perfection is. And since nobody has the right answer for that, there is no perfect answer for that. So just learn to live and love each other the way you are.
Well, I don't know if this name rings a bell to you or not. I suspect that it might. But did you ever come across any of the work, the writings, or the lectures of Leo Biscaglia?
Yes. Yes. Brilliant writer.
I love Leo Biscaglia. Leo Biscaglia, my father, who, of course, Leo Biscaglia has passed, and my father has passed, but at this point. But he actually introduced me to Leo Biscaglia, and him, Papa and I took a month vacation together in a car just to hang out as father and son. I was in my late 20s, and he brought all of these Leo Biscaglia tapes for us to listen to as part of our driving from Maine to Florida and back again. Mm-hmm. And but one of the things I always remember that I thought was so great was Leo said, you know, these women, you know, that these young girls will come in and go, oh, I've got fat thighs and no one's going to love me. And he would say to them, he goes, you know what? He goes, there's somebody out there that's going to love those fat thighs. There are fat thigh lovers. And when you find one, you'll be happy. Don't wish to be other than who you are. But I always remember his, that kind of, you know, there's somebody for everybody. And when you stop trying to pretend being somebody else, you'll find them.
Well, that goes right along with one of the quotes that I wrote a long time ago when I started doing this type of work. And that is, no one is perfect for everyone, but everyone is perfect for someone.
Yep, absolutely. Now, it says on your thing that you're a professional entertainer, singer, and performer. Talk, you know, we've got about 4 minutes left, and, you know, we've talked, and if you want to find out more about Deb Bowen, you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin. There is a link to Caliente Club and Resort. We will remind you, she is a nudist clothing optional, has worked in the nudist clothing optional business for over 12 years. But talk to me a little bit about professional entertainer, singer, and performer. Share your best story out of being a professional entertainer, singer, and performer.
Well, it's always wonderful when you get to entertain at a nudist resort, because what do you hear all your life? If you're nervous when you go on stage, picture your audience naked.
I love it.
So...
that's great.
For me, they are naked.
Oh,
but if you'd like to hear what I sound like and see me, you can always go to the Facebook page for myself and my partner. It's called facebook.com/nightblissduo. And there you will find samples of songs that we do and photos and videos and all of that. So you can always reach me there too.
Night Bliss Duo. There you go. Well, I've got it. I've got Night Bliss at Night Bliss Duo. First thing I'm going to do is I'm going to like the page. Make sure you go back to Dr. Kevin and do the same thing, Deb.
Absolutely.
And I'm going to... And there you are. Now I know what you look like. I'm not looking at pictures of people at the resort. There you are, and that's your partner, Paul, is it? Paul?
Yes.
There you
go. Best partner on the planet. Love him.
Okay. So I'm going to ask, is this a business partner and a life partner, or just a business partner?
Both. Business, life, eternal.
There you go. You know, that's really great. That's really nice. You guys get to go. So what's your favorite kind of music to do?
We are into the chillounge music right now. It's very hot and happening. But we're a little smooth jazz, but we're moving into the chillounge music. And Google that. You'll be amazed. Robin Schulz on Pandora is a really good reference if you want to know what kind of music chill lounge music is.
Yeah, I've not heard of chill lounge music, but I'll definitely have to do that. I'm actually gonna go and post your Facebook Night Bliss Duo on the underneath our interview.
Wonderful. I'll post our interview on our Night Bliss page.
Yep. Well, I will make sure that you have one of those. I actually put it under the wrong heading. I now have to move it. I'm doing this thing where I'm doing a tip a day on how to go from surviving the holidays to celebrating the holy days.
I love that.
And I've been talking on that for years about this taking back the holy days of December. I want to thank you, Deb Bowen, for coming on, talking about Caliente Resort, clothing optional lifestyle. Thank you so much for coming. We wish you the best of luck, and who knows, you may hear from me someday.
Beautiful, Dr. Kevin. Thank you for having me on. I had a great time. You got to think about doing a remote broadcast from Caliente someday. I'll let you decide if you think it's going to be remote.